Okay, students, let's back to the chapter of job analysis, job descriptions, and job specifications of human resource management for tourism and hospitality industry by Azambrapunosatampansu to the Kidman lecturer. A little bit for before we leave from the slide number 5, let me talk a little bit. Source of data for job analysis. Since we already finished to talk about particular source of information, source of data for job analysis, let me give you for another example, which is linked to the current business practice of many organizations. So we already talked about link about the records of the source of data from records or manual and blueprints. Okay. Another, the last example before we leave the slide number 5, it's if we link the business plans and blueprints to the experts and job analysts, for example, let's talk to the service problems that we already talked. Since many customers complain for many branches of the ones of the biggest coffee chains about they don't not equip the tables after the old groups of customers out from the tables, yes, which make some groups of customers send an email to the company itself for complaints and unsatisfied for this kind of service, which is not matched with the brands of the coffee itself, which is premium. So if the company keep the records from this critical complaint of the customer itself, and the company, if they observe that it's quite abundance number, this kind of problem not clean up for the table of many branches in this in the Thailand, it's they have many comments percentage of the customer complain. So the company might initiate the business plans and blueprints how to decrease by the statistical records of the customer complaint via email, decrease the number of complaints because this may be due to the critical competition customer brand switching. So since the company initiated this plan to the business blueprint by decreasing for the numbers of complaint or increase the customer satisfactions by don't cleaning up for the tables, the blueprints of business plans, the blueprints of plans may link to consultation from the expert and job analyst why we can solve these problems. Yet the expert or job analyst, which is know about exactly for the how equipped the customer experience, they may make some suggestions in terms of human resource to why is the barista or every staff or employee within the branch have to look around for the table for every 10 minutes, or they have to remind themselves that for every 10 minutes or every 10 minutes, which is 6 times an hour, they have to go to expose at the customer area by the regular basis to clean up. Make it to be installed, this kinds of duty, which is 6 times per hour or 10 minutes at times, to be a routine duty of the barista. This can be maybe can be a suggestion by the service experts to serve the plan and blueprints of the company itself. This is the example. Okay, let's see number 6. Sorry, number 6, slide number 6 for the next stage of the job analysis. We're gonna talk about methods of job analysis. Since it's comprised of many methods, methodology, and particular methods itself, pros and cons, or advantage or disadvantage. Let's see the first methods of job analysis. Observations. Let's see the keywords. These are directed observations, times and motion study, and micro motion analysis, and critical incidents. Yet, observations can be ones of the job analysis. Direct observations. What does this mean, times and motion study? Let me clarify to these words first. Times and motions, นะภาษาไทยคือการเคลื่อนไหวและการกิจกรรมการปฏิบัตินั่นเองนะเนื่องจากงานบริการเนี่ยเป็นงานที่ต้องมีการ movement อยู่ตลอดเวลานะเพราะฉะนั้นเขาเลยให้คำศัพท์เฉพาะว่า times and motions นั่นเองนะ What does this mean, times and motions? Okay, please, for example, if you think about the staff of the fast food chain at the drive-through branch, yes, they have to do when they do the duty after the customer order at the first window, and after that, collect and change the money and the last window, distribute products, hand in to the customer. During that selling transaction to handle the customer purchasing order case in the drive-through branch, the staff at the drive-through branch have to do the really fast moving critical times and motions, which is needed to require consume as fast as possible, because the customer value for the drive-through purchasing, they need a fast basis. Until some companies used to do some research why some fast food change, they get the negative decreasing in sales volume, even though the product is quite delicious and good quality, but the sales volume get a negative impact in the drive-through channels, because the customer wait for such a long time comparing to the other brands, because the customer value for a drive-through, it's really serious on times and motions. Or it's even though it's okay, apart from the case of drive-through, even though in the case of purchasing at the counter, exposed dish, eat at branch, they also need the fast, because it's just the names of the product is fast food. That's mean times and motions. If the fast or speed of service is really customer key value for consuming service, that means the job analyst or the expert may give the suggestions that since this is really serious for customer value, what should be times and motions, how to make a designs of all equipment around, or what kinds of stuff that we need, what kinds of maybe very serious to the level of physical appearance that we need for make the drive-through or fast foods really fast. That means you can make observe in some certain levels that the staff at the fast food, it doesn't matter which channels, they move very fast. Or during this COVID situations, you may do some times and motions based on the observations, since the disease is one of the serious issues. If you see from the news, it's a quite good idea. Some hospital, which is the pharmacist, this is one of the channels to contact directly to the patients. The groups of pharmacists, by the social distancing policies of the company, the pharmacists, they initiate these kinds of options by use the slider from the window of the drug house, drug area, drug unit, to keep distance for at least 2.5 meters and give the drug hand in the drug by the slider, by use the fabric which is fixed at the counter, and the metal pillars, which is hand in without touching directly to the customer. This is maybe times and motions to by the observation methods of job analysis to in distributing drug to the customer to the patients at the hospital during this COVID situation. This can be it's come from times and motion study. This times and motions by the two examples that we discussed is reflect some things for micro motions. Yes. The touch hand in hand between patients and pharmacists, it's micro motions. มันคือการสังเกตที่ละเอียดอ่อนไปจนถึงการสังเกตแม้กระทั่งการเคลื่อนไหวเล็กน้อยซึ่งมันจำเป็น It's a critical incident because the critical incident for the current situations, it's infections. That means keep distance, social distancing is one of the critical incidents, especially hospitality and service, which is get direct touch in touch, right? Yes, this is the this is the first examples of observations. The advantage of the first methods of observation is first-hand informations. Yet we get the information from the actual situations which is occurs in the working itself, from the actual working practices. That means it is the first hand information or direct information that we get from the job actually. Another advantage, the second advantage, is simple to use. It's really a simple process that can do easily. The drugs handover by the use of the slider from the pharmacist during the COVID situation is one of the example which is initiated from the direct observations, which is it's a really simple process that we can do. Start from simple. Verify data from other source. The advantage is verifying data from other source. What does this mean, verifying data from other source? From this direct observations, you can get this and comparing to the information from other source. For example, why you initiate this this slider drug channels to protect the hand-in-hand direct contact from pharmacists and patients before you initiate this from observations. That mean it's very significant, it's really critical incidents. Because you already define data from the other source, from the research publication in the medical health already approved that direct touch hand in hand, even though maybe have no any splash arouse of liquidations from the other human being, it can be. If you verify that it's also have some certain percentage of possibility for infections, that means after you already verify the data from that source, you get the basis platforms of that source of data to initiate these methods because you think it's really important, it's necessary to keep distance by the slider. Or why the fast food chains already they're really serious for times and motions analysis of the staff when they're working at the drive-through because they already verify data from the research, consumer research that it's really serious for consumer values in purchasing drive-through. The fast or the speed is really valued. Comparing to the quality or deliciousness of the product itself is also really another critical value that the customer can send. Since you verify for this, it's come to the initiations of your observations and take serious by times and motions. This is the examples of advantage of verifying data from the other source. The observation also have some disadvantage. The first is time consuming. At sometimes some concept is not easy to observe. Some concept is not easy to observe. For example, if you make the imaginations about some, if you are the coffee chains and the number of customer decreased dramatically, especially in during the times of crowded, for example, in weekend times, most of the branches of the coffee house, simply speaking, is supposed to be really crowded due to many persons out from home for shopping around. But why the customer in states of increase dramatically during that period? Why it's not that really increased as you expected? The expert or the job analyst or supervisor may make some observations from that situation, from that scenario, that what's going on. You before finalize to the concept that, oh, actually it's come from during the crowded situations, the staff it's not that quality the staff not that quality in terms of communications with the customer enrolled about what about their order and have no any small conversations to make them come down from the queuing. These two factors maybe leads to customer, oh no more, I want to wait anymore because it's not only for wait for such a long time, but have the staff talk to me without any kinds of cannot since I used to discuss earlier during the times that human beings feel hungry or thirsty or need to eat, sometimes is really easy to annoyed. That means in that situations, the staff which has handled the customer supposed to interact and knows about the sensitivity of emotions of the customer. That means before get the information from the files and equipped to be the concept that actually the staff supposed to serve the customer with good communication skills and make them come down with good social skills. It may be take time consuming before find out for this concept. Make bias for work performance. May bias for work performance. What does this mean? May bias for work performance. May the observer may if the observer it's the management. The management, okay, the situations, the times and motions. What should be the standardization of fast? If the observer is management level of the company, yet the management levels of the company, since they really concern for the profitability of the company, that means they may, after make the observations, they may justify that it should be faster in times and motion for self-drive-through. But on the other hand, if the observer is the incumbent or person who already do this jobs, as the ground operation workers, the profitabilities of the company may be not in really the scopes that your serious focus. You may be serious focus for the fatigueness or such a kind of possibility of your working capacity of human being to work. Your perspective of justify for the times and motions, you may justify that it maybe take a bit longer because by the nature possibility of the human being is not machine. This may come from different perspective. If the person who make the observation come from different positions in organizational ranking, they may give the different information, which is maybe biased to worker performance. Another disadvantage is small sample size. The observations you can make just observe case by case. As we discussed from the previous examples, the times and motions, the pointing out from the staff, which is, yes, it's maybe a little bit longer time, more than 1 minute, which is the requirements of the observer, the management level observe for times in motion handled by selling transaction at drive-through case by case. Yes, with the job incumbents, which is comments that it should be longer. Maybe it should be longer for just some. That incumbent may not that healthy, with strong health conditions, which may be pointing out that the time is supposed to be longer. It may be biased. And because you keep information from the small sample size, so maybe unfortunately the incumbent or the workers who observe and pointing out that it should be longer than one minute, it's maybe just only really few number, or maybe unfortunately that workers maybe not that healthy conditions. The levels of her fatigueness is more than the average of people who work within these positions. You cannot know this information because you just keep the data from the small sample size. The next is required skills observer. The skills observer, what does this mean? The person who make the observations and pointing out that it's possible to be less than 1 minute or not, or 60 seconds or 1 minute, or 1 minute with 10 seconds or 70 seconds, and how length of time this is used to handle per service transactions of drive-through is required for skills observer. Because the skills observer, that means that person should be the real skills experience or experienced persons in that kind of work. After observe, they can pointing out which concept which can be decreased the length of time, which stage with methods of service, it can make it to be faster. It's needed for the skills observer. Yes. The skill observer, and the next is validity and reliability may be problematic. Validity คือความถูกต้อง. Reliability คือความน่าเชื่อถือ. ข้อเสียข้อนี้คือความถูกต้องและความน่าเชื่อถืออาจไม่ใช่ความถูกต้องและความน่าเชื่อถือ 100% นั่นเอง. What does this mean for this? It's linked to the idea of small sample size. Linked to, you can just pick the information from just small sample size. It may be possible that the information that you get, we should provide the staff at the drive-through branch for 80 seconds due to the fatigueness or the possibility of human energy. It's not enough to handle for that fast because there may be the quality may be not consistent until 8 hours of the shift. นะถ้าเราบอกเราให้เวลาในการทำต้องรวดเร็วไม่เกิน60วินาทีหลังจากการ observe หรือสังเกตถ้าเราต้องบังคับให้พนักงานทำเร็วขนาดนั้นหลังจากทำงานไปแล้ว8ชั่วโมงทำให้พนักงานเกิดป่วยเลยทำงานไม่ไหววันรุ่งขึ้นเติมทำงานไม่ไหวเพราะมันเหนื่อยล้ามากร่างกายมัน take effort ไปเยอะมากสิ่งนี้อาจจะไม่ใช่ความถูกต้องและน่าเชื่อถือ 100% เนื่องจากเราเก็บข้อมูลจากคนจำนวนไม่น้อยซึ่งอย่างที่เมื่อกี้ครูพูดไปว่าพนักงานที่อยู่ในตำแหน่งของการดูแลเสิร์ฟอาหารที่ drive thru อาจจะมีทั้ง500สาขาทั่วประเทศไปหมดเราเก็บข้อมูลจาก3สาขาเพื่อเอิญไปเจอพนักงานที่ร่างกายไม่ค่อยแข็งแรงก็เลยได้คำตอบนี้มาว่าไม่ควรให้เวลาเขาสัก80วินาทีหลังจากอยู่กะ8ชั่วโมงเขาจะได้ไม่เหนื่อยล้ามากและเกิดการไม่สบายในวันรุ่งขึ้นหรือระดับของคุณภาพจะเกิดการสม่ำเสมอตลอด8ชั่วโมงในการทำงาน so it's linked to number three disadvantage about small sample size that unfortunately among 500 branch you just make the observation for three branches which is the staff who make the on duty of the drive through positions unfortunately three of them may not that strong health conditions which make the information that you get we supposed to provide more than eight more for 80 seconds instead of 60 seconds due to because the staff may be if we enforce them to do that fast after 8 minutes of shift since the fatigueness or body critical efforts may make them sick tomorrow or cannot work later on or cannot do their duty and enhance ensure the persistency of the quality until the end of the shift it may be possible this kinds of thing may be not validity becauseUnfortunately, you get the pick the information from the three branch, which the staff, they are not in really health conditions. It's not a standard in average of the worker of the drive-through positions. Not useful for job consisting mostly mental tasks. ข้อนี้หมายความว่าการ observe อาจจะไม่เหมาะแปลภาษาไทยก่อนเพื่อเดี๋ยวความเข้าใจเพื่อความเข้าใจการ observe อาจจะมีข้อเสียคืออาจจะไม่เหมาะกับงานบางประเภทสังเกตที่เมื่อกี้นักจิตฟังไปตั้งแต่แรกครูจะพูดถึงลักษณะของงานประเภทที่เป็นงานที่ใช้สกิลเป็นหลักเช่นงานพนักงานที่ drive thru ในการดูแลลูกค้าเวลาที่มาซื้อ drive thru เนี่ยเป็นงานที่ใช้สกิลใช้ความคล่องตัวเป็นหลักเป็นงานทำซ้ำๆแต่มันอาจจะไม่เหมาะกับงานบางงานในที่นี้ตามประโยคนี้ disadvantage ข้อสุดท้ายของการ observe ก็คืองานบางงานที่ใช้หัวใช้สมองใช้ความคิดเป็นหลักงานบางงานที่ไม่ได้อยู่กับงาน motion movement ตลอดเวลางานบางงานที่ไม่ได้อยู่กับงาน movement ตลอดเวลาแล้วบอกไม่ได้ว่างานนั้นเนี่ยจะต้องใช้เวลาทำนานเท่าไหร่ some this kind of methodology is not matched with such a kind of work which is use mental or deep critical analysis knowledge the example that I already give you for the exemplifying it's the skilled workers staff to handle the drive-through branch, which is needed for times and motions, movement, which is your skills, not mental, mainly. But on the other hand, if you make the job analysis by the observations for the marketing analyst to the person who creates the marketing campaign, which is most of the work, they use it on the tables and consume time for finding information and make the marketing plan. This kinds of work,dispositions of job descriptions of marketing analyst to analyze the current market situations and initiate the blueprints of the new marketing plan. This kinds of work, which is mostly mental, they may not work by use the observation methods because you cannot calculate how about exactly times per work, how exactly times per job. A particular job may consume for the whole days but get nothing. For example, find marketing information to support some kinds of idea.This may be not work to use times and motions. That's the first methodology of job analysis. The second methods of job analysis is interview methods. The interview methods, the keyword is involve discussions between job analysis and job occupant or experts. What does this mean? Job analysis, job occupants, that means incumbent. ก็คือผู้ปฏิบัติงานหรือผู้เชี่ยวชาญที่รู้เรื่องงานนั้นเป็นอย่างดีกับ job analysis. The job analysis means maybe HR people. That means the interview is discussions. That means you discuss for some things about what should be the job, what should be the nature of that job between the person who directly responds to that working positions, which is job incumbent or occupant, or the person who are well experienced in that work, for example, expert. And job analysis may be, for example, HR staff. Yes, to discuss, yes, before finalize with what should be the proper times for initiates. For example, let's back to the mental talks of the marketing analyst, which is make the analysis of the marketing information, many data before initiating marketing plans. Since we cannot define exactly by observations, what should be length of times that we provide for marketing staff, marketing analyst to initiate one piece of marketing plan, since we cannot make by observations, because mostly this kinds of work use mostly mental talks, mental. We can find another solutions to make a job analysis by use the interval. Maybe invite the marketing analyst, senior marketing analyst who are the experienced in this work, and HR staff to discuss together. What should be a length of times per month? What should be how many plans should the team of marketing analysts can initiate? How many plans that the teams of marketing departments in terms of in the areas of marketing analysts, how many plans that they can initiate for a month if the company assigned. We can use it. We can know that what times that you provide for them, because it's gonna good for the company policy top management. When you make the give the assignment for the marketing team, you're gonna know about how about in generally the capacity of marketing analysts, how many plans per month in average that they can do for a month. Even though during the marketing critical competitions, but you since you know the capacity of your staff, you can assign the work for the staff properly without conflict. That means before you know this, you have to make some interval to invite a senior marketing analyst and the HR, big boss of the HR department, maybe the big boss of the company, to discuss to each other. The big boss supposed to know what should be the process of before initiating one of the marketing blueprint or marketing plan. How about the stage? How time consuming? You know this. This is going to be proper for the work assigning. Yes, this is the interval. How about advantage of interval? Incumbents describe work. The first advantage is the person who responds to work. For example, you invite from the incumbent or person who do this work to discuss in interval. They have the opportunity to describe their work, how hard to find some information. For example, during this COVID situations, the top management aside for, we have to rearrange our marketing plans of our coffee house to fit well with the current COVID situations, because we know that its impact to the unemployment rates, its impact to sales volumes of the coffee industry, its impact to and plus with the critical economic situations, its impact to the purchasing powers of in average of Thai people and so forth. Please arrange the new marketing plan to me. So sometimes the COVID situation is just occur. Sometimes it's too fast for some research company or some research institution to produce some kinds of information, or records, or for some statistical record, or make some survey and records. That's why some information is not easily defined for the current situations, because the COVID is just occur. Many institutions, many research institutions, many in some universities may be not yet collect the information. So you need the kinds of marketing plan to of your company as a coffee house, how to approach to fix the current situations, maybe not that easy because some information is not that really easily to find. Since you assign this to the teams of marketing analysts and you ask them why not you produce to me yet, yes, it may be because it's very hard for them to find the information for the moment. Since if you made the interview methods for job analysis, the advantage is you provide the opportunity for them to explain what they do before producing to the final plant, what is the raw material for producing for that plant. The second is, can yield data about cognitive and psychomotor process difficult to observe? Yet, not only for it hard to find the information because the COVID situation is just occurred for the moment. Sometimes doing the plant, which is it's needed for the marketing analyst to expose themselves in front of the computer for such a long time. Yet, since the particular human being, since you exposed by the natures of human beings, since they exposed in front of the computer for such a long time, it may be it's about what? It may be some negative about stress of people, stressness. It may be negative about the seriousness, maybe the psychomotor of the person for the current situation is not only the seriousness, it's not from the stress which is exposed in front of the computer for such a long time. It may be plus with the seriousness for people in all concerns and for risky for them. They're going to infect it that yet, they're going to infect it yet. This may be, they have many seriousness allow as a plus factors which increase the level of stress of staff, which may be impact for their working. That if you have the opportunity, find the job analysis from interval, the top management or the human resource department can yield the data from the cognitive or psychomotor process, how serious of staff when they do particular tasks, particular jobs. Another advantage is qualitative data can be examined. The qualitative ภาษาไทยแปลว่าเชิงปริมาณข้อมูลเชิงปริมาณบางอย่างเราก็จะสามารถตรวจสอบได้ก็คืออะไรก็คือเมื่อกี้นี้ที่ครูพูดไปมันลิงก์กับข้อ2การที่คนเรานั่งอยู่หน้าคอมพิวเตอร์หลายชั่วโมงติดต่อกันนานมากๆนะแล้วก็รวมทั้งการที่นอกจากนั่งหลายชั่วโมงนั้นรวมกับความเครียดที่เกิดขึ้นฉันติดฉันเป็นโควิดได้ยังเป็นได้ยังจากความซีเรียสได้ยังผสมเข้าหากันเนี่ยมันทำอาจจะไปเพิ่มความเครียดให้กับคนบางคนในฐานะสตาฟที่กำลังทำงานอยู่มันคนเรามีความเครียดมากขึ้น by automatically since the level of seriousness is increased dramatically from many enforced factors around it may impact negatively to working capacity this is the nature of human being yet this kinds of working stress which has come from the pool collective seriousness around this is qualitative data which is you cannot find from observation You can know just only interview channels because this is the opportunity for incumbent to describe. Yes. The next advantage is work well for job with long job cycle. Yes. Marketing analysis, long job cycle. They have to do many process after find information analysis and synthesize and create the first draft of plan and after that meeting for discussions, pros and cons. The marketing analysis is made to create a marketing plan. It's such a really long cycles of work. So the interval, it's fit well with such a kind of work, which is long cycle. Next, let's see the disadvantage. The disadvantage of interview, it's require experience, interviewer, and well-designed questions. Yet, if the interviewer or participant who get into the interview, it's not that well-experienced. For example, what does this mean for this? If the company want to know, make a job analysis about the marketing analyst who have a direct duty to make the marketing plan, it's really needed for the company to select such a kind of staff which is well experienced. You're not supposed to pick the marketing analyst we're just in the junior level from this from that positions, because the work experience, the person who are already experiencing that work can provide you for the precise and comprehensive details. Right. Since not only for this, and it's also it's needed for the interviewer, need for the well-decided questions. For example, if you have no questions about, so for example, if I'm the HR or top management and make a job analysis for a marketing analyst and I make the well-designed questions, I may ask for one question. How do you think about, apart from just seriousness from exposed in front of computer for long hour, but the poor comprehensive seriousness from the environment about COVID and economic situations, which is some people concerns about job insecurity, it's also another part of seriousness which may, can dilute the capacity of workers. How do you think about this? It's if you decide questions like this, it can be the opportunity to interview me to explain some things to you, right? Sorry, that means you have the well-designed questions. If, on the other hand, if the top management or HR department is not experienced enough, the questions that you designed may be not that approach to the problem directly, which may be made you cannot make a complete job analysis. Yet it's needed to well-designed questions. This is the disadvantage, because well-designed questions, supposed it's possible that well-designed questions for many cases come from just only well-experienced manager, well-experienced HR persons only, right? So this is first disadvantage of interview, even though it's advantage in many areas, in many aspects, but it's also disadvantage. This is the first disadvantage. The second disadvantage is difficult to combine data from disparate interviewer. Yes, different interviewee may, if different interviews, you may, how to combine the data. Yet some many persons explains from his or her aspects. Some persons, for example, you ask for the questions, how about pool of seriousness, plus apart from just exposed for many hours continuously in front of the computer, is also another pool of seriousness from many environment. So, before you get the finalized of an idea, another pool of seriousness from the other environments is exactly impact to the dilutions of the capacities of marketing analysts or not. Yet, before you finalize with this, it may be some persons may agree, some persons may disagree. Since some person agree and some person may disagree, how to combine all data, how to find the finalizations. Actually, the comprehensive pool of seriousness apart from economic, from COVID situations and so forth, is impact for the dilutions exactly for the marketing analyst or not. Some persons may pointing out that it's not that serious, because this is the nature of seriousness which is occur. Many problems in economic cycle, it's by the nature, is occur up and down all the times. Every workers have to know. Some person, which is they have no any problems, they may point out from the other perspective. That means that by this different perspective, how about the combinations, combine data, and make the conclusion for the message from interview? It may be difficult as well. The next data gather is subjective and should be verified. Yes, the poor seriousness of critical situations around may dilute for the capacity of working. It's quite subjective. You have to verify exactly it's true or not. It is significantly or not. มันมีน้ำหนักจริงไหมมันข้อมูลที่เราได้มาเนี่ยมันอาจจะไม่นอกจากมันไม่ตรงกันในแต่ละคนที่ให้ข้อมูลแล้วเราจะสรุปข้อมูลนั้นยังไงเนี่ยนะมันก็จะเป็นข้อมูลที่เป็นนามธรรมมากๆแล้วสรุปแล้วมันจริงหรือเปล่ามันจะไม่เหมือน it's different to observations that you can define exactly but however You cannot do that because the marketing analyst is long cycles of work, right? May elicit extraneous data. It's maybe have some คำว่า extraneous คือที่มาจากภายนอกอะไรอย่างเงี้ยมาจากสภาพแวดล้อมภายนอกนะ elicit ตามรูปศัพท์มันแปลว่า drive by reasons นะมันอาจจะมีสิ่งซึ่งมาจากภายนอกซึ่งเข้ามารบกวนความถูกต้องของข้อมูลเยอะแยะไปหมดนะ it's maybe elicit from extraneous data yes for examples the seriousness from comprehensive seriousness a pool of seriousness of the COVID concerning worries economic situations and family problems around it's significantly impacted the working of marketing analysts for the current situations or not it's this may be in subjective it's illicit extraneous data the next methodology for job analysis is critical incident. The job holder to record in details the activities. Critical incident. คำว่า critical incident คือเหตุการณ์ที่สำคัญสำคัญนะ critical incident. Yes, the job analysis from maybe come from the critical incidents. Yes. For example, the flight attendants, the critical incidents. For example, if we read the job descriptions of flight attendants, handle the problems, handled the safety nets for the passengers. Yet, if you ask for this information from the flight attendant's purser, the purser can inform you comprehensively and precisely for every case which is related to the safety net of the passengers and can discuss to you precisely. You can know exactly clear what is how many cases which is possibly occur in the case of safety nets of passengers. Yet that's why. At the next stage, if you read for the job description of flight attendant, you may notice for one statement, which is in the job descriptions of flight attendant, which is talk about handle for the safety nets for the passengers. This comes from the critical incidents analysis, which is from the job holder or incumbent. Keep records for the details of their activities in flight operations. If you read from that, yes, they may record exactly. For example, if you make the data collection from the flight operations of your airline for a 1 year flight and collect the data from the whole routing, all informations that you combined, you can know exactly how many type of cases in the case of safety handling of flight attendants to the passengers and you can combine them to be the job description of the flight attendant later on but however before that this is the really good process of job analysis it's quite reliable because you combine for the whole year's routing of the airlines by the records of the purser or the head of service in that flight what's going on for the case of safety handling Yes, before you propose in the job description, this can be one process of job analysis, which is you keep records of critical incident, which is at the end. Yes, for example, as I discussed earlier, provide safety nets for the passengers. That's at the end, this statement, it's going to transform to be one of the job description of flight attendant. Sorry. How about advantage of the critical incident? Analysis based on concrete behavior. The records may record for the whole things. After particular case of unsafetiness occur, how flight attendants handle that case until the problem is fixed in. That means by that records, you can get the information concretely. How about disadvantage? Scale requires some expertise to develop. What does this mean? Skills require some expertise to develop. พูดภาษาไทยก่อนทีนี้หลังจากที่เรารู้แล้วว่าเนี่ยนะ concrete ชัดเจนดูจาก record ใน manual ที่ purser ทุกคนเก็บไว้ตลอด1ปีในการบิน routing ของสายการบินเราแล้วเอามาวิเคราะห์สุดท้ายมันกลายเป็นข้อความใน job description ว่าคนที่เป็น flight attendant จะต้องดูแลเรื่องความ safety nets ของผู้โดยสารและมันมีเคสไหนเกิดขึ้นบ้างมัน concrete ชัดเจนแต่ข้อเสียของการ critical incidents analysis จาก critical incident เนี่ยก็คือ scale ระดับของการดูแลความปลอดภัยเนี่ยถึงแค่ระดับไหนที่ flight attendant ทำได้ทำไม่ได้นะเขาถึงใช้คำว่า scale require some expertise to develop คำว่า expertise ก็คือคนที่เป็นต้องเป็นผู้เชี่ยวชาญทางด้านการบินจริงๆนะที่จะมาตอบได้ว่าการดูแลความเจ็บป่วยหรือการดูแลความไม่ safety ของผู้โดยสารระดับใดที่ทักษะของมนุษย์คนหนึ่งจะทำได้นะ flight attendant ไม่ใช่ยอดมนุษย์ที่จะทำได้ทุกสิ่งบางสิ่งถ้ามันเหนือกว่านั้นนะเช่นบางสิ่งบางอย่างมันอาจจะเกิดขึ้นซึ่งมันพ้นสโคปของความสามารถของความเป็นมนุษย์ที่ flight attendant คนหนึ่งจะทำได้และบนขณะที่ปฏิบัติการบินอยู่ในห้องโดยสารที่มีทุกอย่างจำกัดจะทำอย่างไรเท่าที่ทำได้เพราะฉะนั้นเนี่ยสายการบินอาจจะต้องใช้วิธีการโปรเทคอย่างอื่นก่อนจะขึ้นเครื่องไปเช่นสมมติในลักษณะ for example during the situations of COVID by why many airlines already defined the regulations international standards for verify the qualifications for people to get in the flight which is fit to fly conditions that you see from the problem which has occurred for the current situations why many people who come back from foreign country and pass the immigration to the Thailand they are also needed by the regulations to fix themselves 14 days by the requirements of the law because regularly they can fly they get the medical certifications the medical certification in that sense is just fit to fly that means after fit to fly to the fit to fly which is safe enough for flying that means because if please make the imaginations if the person who proposed to take the flight operation to come back to our country if they don't have the certifications of fit to fly and have some kinds of situation sickness occurs during the flight this is the case of safety for the other passengers the flight attendants have no capacity enough to handle this right because this is the COVID is really sensitive yet the flight attendants can do such a kind okay keep distance but even though keep distance for five seats a person but however it's still in limited space the air circulation is still in the cabins that means the flight attendant can do some certain level because they are not superman can do everything that means it needs for some kind of defense mechanism from the ground operations to help them in some certain level yet provide a fit to fly conditions these skills that the flight attendants can do okay take the keep distance or give them for such a kind of some refreshments to give them for make some fresh and or เอาผ้าเย็นเช็ดหน้าให้อะไรเพื่อลดอุณหภูมิบ้างนิดหน่อย this is the capacity that just flight attendant can do that means the ground operations or the airline as whole have to create some defense mechanism process to help them this scale it's going to be scale นี้ถึงจะเป็น scale ที่เหมาะสมนะในการที่จะกำหนดว่าขอบข่ายของ flight attendant ควรจะทำได้ในการ safety ในเรื่องนี้แค่นี้พอนะเพราะนั้นมันยากต่อการที่จะตั้งสเกลนี้ขึ้นมานะเพราะนั้นจะตั้งสเกลแต่การตั้งสเกลนี้ขึ้นมาก็ทำได้แต่ต้องใช้คนที่เป็น expertise that's why the fit to fly condition is occur because from expertise from the critical incident recordThe last job analysis methods that we're going to discuss within this lesson is technical conference. The keyword is this in this method service of Supervisor who process extensive knowledge about job are used sorry, with the help of a conference of a supervisor. The analysts initiate discussions with provide details about the job. Conference ก็คือการประชุมคนในวิชาชีพเดียวกันใช่ไหม So, for example, let's say if the Thai Hotel Association, the airline association, for example, want to know what should be exactly of flight attendant to handle the safety nets.Especially the sensitivity of passengers' concerns about COVID after the climb down of the situations and flight operation can be activated again later on. Most of the passengers around the world may make this issue to be seriously. What should be the role of flight attendants to serve the safety nets or the perception of risks of passengers during the flight operations? Yes. Every airline have to do within the same standards. That means that the airline association is supposed to call conference, to call for all flight attendants, purser, flight manager, to discuss and talk and sharing idea to each other. Yet this methods we call technical conference methods. What is the advantage of this? Yes, initiate discussions. Yes, everyone have a good experience. They have the opportunity to share some things about what should be a possibility to handle since this becomes to be the serious issue, serious customer values of passengers around the world. What should be the ideal seriousness for this? Yes, it initiates discussions by technical conference. What is the advantage of this methodology? The first is data from experience is superior.To observations, yes, data from is superior. It's better than just observe. ภาษาไทยก็คือถ้าเราได้จากการ observe สถานการณ์บางอย่างว่าในสถานการณ์โควิดผู้โดยสารที่ไม่ได้ถูกสกรีนขึ้นมาจะมีปัญหาอะไรบ้างนะเราสังเกตเอาใช่ไหมเราสังเกตเช่น for example you can observe for one case that It's really, if you can remember from one case, which is in the case of one of our national airline, which is in that flight, passenger from China go to Bangkok for transit. But however, I'm not sure that transit was needed to pass the immigration, but in that time, it still allowed flight from foreign country. But it's really needed for to verify the personal temperature and verify for many documents for certify that person is prompt or qualified to enough in terms of health conditions to get into our countries or not, which is take for such a really long time for more than hour after landing, which made one Chinese passengers, female passengers do some kinds of ถุยน้ำลายแล้วก็โมโหมากนะจนกระทั่งสจ๊วตต้องมา flight attendant purser ต้องมาช่วยล็อกคอจัดการกันเป็นการใหญ่ผู้โดยสารท่านหนึ่งก็ตกใจกันไปหมดอย่างเงี้ยนะ So if this case occurs if we make just superior observations if we make just observations we know that this is yes is thisproblems may be possibly occur in case of during the times that for special times which is the host country scare for the infected person come in that means it takes such a really long hour for verifies for the documentary that means have some passengers dissatisfied and express something which is subconscious mind to don't care and have no any take into considerate anymore to express some bad behavior is maybe possible Sorry, this is just maybe from observations, but if you make the technical conference data that you get from the, yes, if you call for purser, which is who are in the news that handles to approach that passengers and solve these problems, this purser can be a best person who can be a key informant to inform you what should be the airline policy in general to handle if this case occur for safety for the other passengers if it occurs in the future we will never know how to know exactly if we just make the observations we just know the informations from the video clip but if we we invite that person who approach and directly attack with the situations to give us for the information, you're going to know the data from experience, which is superior more than just observations. That means it's linked to the second advantage. The data that you get from that person, it's really comprehensive. You're going to know comprehensive after the day, after the person as the key informant inform how he handled that situation in that day. The other related staff or the other online staff, how to support him for solving these problems, because the data is quite comprehensive, he can give you for the whole situations occur. The next advantage is SME choosing for expertise and competence. ข้อได้เปรียบอันข้อดีอันต่อมาในการ technical conference ก็คืออันนี้กูขอพูดแบบภาษาไทยก่อนนะธุรกิจขนาดเล็กก็อาจจะเลือกคนที่ดีที่สุดเข้าไปทำงานเพราะอะไรเพราะข้อจำกัดของบริษัท SME เนี่ยเป็นบริษัทที่มีจำนวนพนักงานน้อยเมื่อ SME มีจำนวนพนักงานน้อยเมื่อเขารู้ถึงบางสิ่งบางอย่างที่จะเกิดขึ้นเป็นปัญหาหลักปุ๊บเนี่ยแน่นอนเมื่อเขามีเงินน้อยหรือเขาเลือกพนักงานได้ไม่มากเพราะเขามีคนปฏิบัติงานน้อยด้วยลักษณะขององค์กรเขาก็จะได้เลือกคนที่เหมาะสมที่สุดเท่านั้นที่จะมาทำงานนั้นได้นี่คือหลักความอธิบายในเชิง HR เรานึกสภาพองค์กรใหญ่เรามีแบรนด์ employment ใครๆก็อยากทำงานเลยเราเลือกคนได้หลายคนแต่ SME เนี่ยเราด้วยลักษณะโครงสร้างขององค์กรเรามีจำนวนผู้ปฏิบัติงานน้อยเพราะฉะนั้นเมื่อมีผู้ปฏิบัติงานน้อยคำถามเข้าหนึ่งที่มันตามมา by the nature of the small and business enterprise small enterprises they have the few number of workers by the organizational condition and organizational structure itself since you have few amounts of employee who work operate your work this is by automaticallyThe small enterprise, they're going to use just only highest fit qualified person who handle. That means that information that we get from the technical conference going to be the base of the information for the small enterprise for selecting for just only expertise and competence person. After they get information from conference, this is the advantage.The disadvantage is SME may have some trouble breaking work into tasks and describing work. ข้อเสียที่มันจะเกิดขึ้นก็คือเมื่อกี้นี้พูดข้อดีไปละข้อเสียก็คือถ้าเราจัดคอนเฟอเรนซ์หรือจัดประชุมสิ่งนี้ขึ้นเพื่อเอาผู้เชี่ยวชาญหรือคนที่เกี่ยวข้องในอุตสาหกรรมเข้ามาระดมสมองกันว่างานควรจะเป็นยังไงนะจากเคสเมื่อกี้นี้นะข้อเสียของมันก็คือองค์กรขนาดเล็กอาจจะประสบปัญหาเพราะว่าจะต้องส่งคนมาประชุมพอส่งคนมาประชุมเขามีคนปฏิบัติงานจำนวนน้อยไม่มีใครมาทำงานแทนกันพอเขาส่งคนมาประชุมงานของเขาก็จะต้องสะดุดหยุดลงเพราะเขามีคีย์แมนอยู่แค่คนสองคนเขาไม่มีคนจำนวนคนปฏิบัติงานเยอะนึกออกไหมเพราะนั้นเมื่อเขาส่งคนมาประชุมซึ่งอาจจะใช้เวลานานเป็นวันสองวันสามวันก็แปลว่าขาดคนปฏิบัติงานเพราะ SME โดย nature เป็น small enterprise มีคนปฏิบัติงานน้อยอยู่แล้ว so disadvantage which is occur to the small enterprises since we discussed earlier they have the limited numbers of workers for one work they may have just a few numbers of the key man staff who responds for that worksince the associations initiate for the conference since theSME sends the person who handled for that work to conference. They may consume time for a day or 2 days. That means it may be impact negatively for working operations because they have just only few staff for work for each job. And second is time consuming. Yes, it's time consuming before finalize because due to the advantage and disadvantage ทุกอย่างมองเหรียญสองด้านหมด two sides of coin the advantage is to need the data comprehensively but however the data comprehensively because you initiate by the definitions of technical conference you initiate the discussions since you initiate the discussions and after initiate the discussions and you get the comprehensive data, but the disadvantage is it's time consuming. It's because you initiate the discussion, discussions of human being, everyone want to talk, everyone want to share the idea. Since everyone want to share the idea, it's impossible to finish your meeting fastly because everyone want to express your experience. Yet the big amounts of people, everyone want to have the opportunity to talk. And yet, since you call up big amounts of people together, it's, for example, if you made the observation for the parliament meeting, the records of the parliament meeting, which has occurred for last month, it's take for 24 hours, 5 or 6 days continuously, because particular persons need more than maybe 2 hours for talking before finalized the concept. That means it's really time consuming. The last disadvantage of conferences, difference in options need to be resolved in consensus. It's harder to find what should be the consensus because you have different many persons pointing out many ideas, and how to make the finalized what should be the consensus. ทุกคนแสดงความเห็นตัวเองหมดว่าสิ่งที่ฉันคิดดีสิ่งนั้นดีสิ่งนี้ดีแต่สุดท้ายสิ่งที่เป็น consensus หรือฉันทำอันที่ควรจะเป็นอะไร This is the whole four process example of methodology, methods of job analysis.